Here's Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR, back with us. Thanks for being here, Kenny.
Always happy to be here. Always.
Always. I believe you because you are just always here. And let's see. I'm trying to remember where we've been at. You know, it's been pretty dry again this week. I've been noticing that I don't think we got our allotted. Actually, that we had four, not this week, but last week, four rain events. But all added up, it was still less than an inch, including a pretty heavy thunderstorm. Yeah. So I'm guessing the drought problems continue. What else can you tell us about what's happening?
Yeah, really, most of what's happening is that the state, by and large, is sliding deeper into drought conditions. I mean, you know, we're not in a dire situation yet. We're not where we were last year or in 2021, but we, you know, we're also not as far along. So that should all kind of, you know, before we compare all the crude categories, you know, in 2021, the drought sort of reached its peak in mid-August. And last year, it really reached its peak during the fall. And so the fact that we're sitting here in mid-July and our drought map doesn't have as bright and dark colors as what we had the last couple of years doesn't necessarily, it's not necessarily a fair comparison because we're only, you know, 8 or so weeks into this dry spell. And at that time, in those previous 2 years, only 8 weeks in, we had similar colors on our maps. So I guess one little bit of perspective I was hoping I could provide.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, whenever you get into a kind of a tough weather situation, our memories always seem to shorten.
Yes.
And all of a sudden this becomes the worst thing ever. Oh, this must be one of the worst droughts ever. This must be one of the worst dry regimes. So today what I was hoping I could do is provide some perspective just based on the history of Minnesota's very own climate. So we've got, I'm going to talk about four different events. Let's see if we can do it without taking up too much time.
Yeah.
The first is drought. You know, the worst and most recent significant statewide drought came in 1976. And this was, I mean, we had a really bad drought in 1988 over much of the state, for those who remember it. We had really bad drought again in about 2012. And then, you know, the last few years, this is nothing to sneeze at. But you have to keep in mind that in between these recent drought episodes, you know, like northern Minnesota flooded two straight springs, right? In 2021 and 2022, or in 2022 and this past year, 2023, we had huge cascades breaking things. 2 years in a row,
right,
coming down the high terrain towards the North Shore from all the snow that was on the ground. So the drought episodes that we had, as bad as they've been during the growing season, they've been broken up by these periods of incredible wetness. And by talking about 1976, we could talk about a whole year of drought where there was no break really anywhere, and you had to wait until the next year, which incidentally, the next year became the wettest year on record up until just a few years ago. So that's something. But in 1976, Ortonville, Minnesota, and a whole bunch of stations out in kind of the western and central part of the state failed to have 10 inches of total precipitation for the entire year. And to put that in perspective, areas that on average receive fewer than 10 inches of precipitation annually are classified as desert.
Yeah.
So we had in 1976, we had less rain than would be less rain and snow than would be required to reach the desert threshold. I mean, we just were, it was dry. We had a number of stations at the Ortonville in western Minnesota had, I think it was like 6.73 inches, which is just, you know, you can get that in a good July. You can get that much precipitation. And that's what they had for the entire year. And so we were extremely dry, extremely hot. It was one of the most acute water shortages that we've ever seen. And by comparison, the dry conditions that we have now are, you know, they're
okay.
bad.
Yeah.
Nobody likes it. Everybody hates drought, but it's nothing. So the next one I wanted to talk about, and I realized how much time I spent on that. We're never going to get to all four of these unless
this is really interesting, though. Keep going.
Okay. So we always talk about, oh, it's so hot. We hate how hot it is. The worst heat wave on record in Minnesota by a landslide was in July of 1936.
Okay.
Few Minnesotans can comprehend heat like that. So just imagine the temperature soaring above 100 degrees everywhere. And I mean everywhere, right up to the lakeshore, multiple days. So in, for example, in, you know, Twin Cities, we had five straight days of 105. We had a maximum of 108 degrees, but it was really similar. Cloquet had 8 days above 100 degrees, 6 days above 100 degrees at Grand Rapids. Even Duluth, right in the harbor, had 3 days and a recorded high of 106 degrees. We didn't have air conditioning at the time. The lake breeze was not working. 900 Minnesotans died from that heat wave. That's July of 1936. And then I mentioned landslide. I said, it's the hottest, worst heat wave on record by a landslide. Speaking of landslides, our largest rainfall event in the state was not, although some people might think it was the Duluth Two Harbors flood of 2012. That was a good one, but that was a deep, distant top five event, probably. Number one belongs to southeast Minnesota in August of 2007, when in a single day, multiple stations got over a foot of rain. The record was at Hoka, far southeastern Minnesota. They got 15 inches. And the storm lasted more than a day or more than one observation day. So you actually had storm totals of up to 18 inches. Unofficially, a couple reports closer to 20 inches. We had stations coming in southeast Minnesota for the month that were, up to 25 inches of rain. We had 54 different volunteer observers that had at least 6 inches of rain. They represented 16 different southern Minnesota counties. This storm was so big, it was three times larger than what we use to qualify a storm as a mega rain. And the damage to the towns and infrastructure, public lands from flooding, erosion, mudslides, landslides. You may have seen pictures of this in 2007 of, you know, basically entire hillsides just sliding right into the valleys. And even sinkholes, you can still actually see the scars of all of that on the landscape in far southeastern Minnesota 15 years later. And then the last one, I know I've got like about 2 seconds. The last one is the windiest day on record in Minnesota. This was a good one because usually along the North Shore, you get strong winds. So think of a windy fall day, Katya.
Yeah.
Now imagine a windy fall day where skyscrapers in Duluth and Minneapolis are swaying. People inside are getting motion sickness. There's debris and falling, and there's projectiles flying. Think of boats being tossed up on the eastern shores of lakes and people being injured by all those projectiles. Wasn't a tornado, wasn't a severe thunderstorm. It was just one of these extraordinary regional wind events following the explosive intensification of a low pressure area to the northwest. We had 89 mile an hour wind gusts clocked at the Twin Cities airport, 100 miles an hour in Rochester. Power poles were snapped across the state. Shingles were peeled from roofs, and 100 Minnesotans were injured, and 4 were killed from that storm. That was October 10, 1949. So there you have it. You think it's been bad? You think it's been bad? Get to know Minnesota's climate.
Thank you. That really is great. So yes, and we do have to go, but we live in a land of extremes.
Yeah, no big changes for the coming week. Some hot, some cool, a little bit of rain, not much, though.
Okay. Thanks so much, Kenny.
All right, thanks.
That was awesome.
We'll talk to you next time.
You bet. Bye-bye. That was Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR.